Welcome to the Retention Institute's podcast series where we'll discuss reducing costly employee turnover. With us is Dick Finnegan, president of Finnegan McKenzie, the retention firm, and developer of the Retention Institute, which offers executives a comprehensive program in employee retention, leading to certification as a certified employee retention professional. The program enables companies to measure the business impact and reduce the cost associated with employee turnover. Welcome, Dick.
Thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here.
Yeah, good to talk to you again. Now, we've got another webinar coming up in your retention series. It's going to be on November 19th at 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's titled, What's the Secret to Low Turnover? Accountability. So why don't we talk on touch on some of these questions that relate to the webinar, Dick, and this particular topic. Why do you say the key to retention is accountability?
Well, Kevin, that's obviously a pertinent question. And if you think about the model that we built, the rethinking retention model, the key to the model is that we are saying, let's think about retention in the same way that we think about sales, service, quality, and safety. So if you think about your organization as you listen in, then and you say, well, what's really important here? Well, it's selling, or it's really good service, or gosh, we've got to keep our workers safe. Then the way you drive that is likely through goals that are set at the CEO level and then driven down from managers to supervisors. So let's use the example of sales, that there are sales goals for the organization, there are sales goals by manager and by supervisor who manage salespeople. And all of that sales is supported from the side of the organization, from staff departments, with tracking and with training and other kinds of support. That is very different than the way most companies manage retention, because in most companies, if turnover is high, the CEO says, HR, turnover is high, go fix it. So HR is on the side of the organization instead of the top, and they're filtering in various kinds of programs and training and employee of the month and employee of the year and different ways to do performance appraisals, but there's no accountability from the top. So until we get accountability to the top, we will be laughing at a line like, when's the last time you heard a good worker say, my boss treats me like dirt, but I'm holding on for Employee Appreciation Week? Because we know employees don't hold on for Employee Appreciation Week if they don't think they're being managed correctly every day by their boss. So accountability for retention, Kevin, from the top all the way down to first-line supervisors is the critical step for lowering turnover.
Yeah, critical indeed. Definitely, Dick. So in that case, what's the first step to getting the attention of the C-suite to get them to buy in to holding supervisors accountable for turnover?
Yeah, the first step is to put a real cost on turnover. And when during the webinar, I'll describe a model for putting a cost on turnover. But here's the important thing, Kevin, and it's kind of like a secret. HR should never mess around with putting a cost on turnover. They should instead go to finance and say, gosh, would you help me? I want to put a cost on turnover, and you're the experts on numbers. And the reason to do that is because finance is the expert department on numbers. But secondly, if finance isn't involved in creating the number, they probably won't support the number. So we want finance to put a cost on turnover. We want them to go to the CEO and say, look what I've discovered. Turnover is really important. And we want them then to report the number and to report it every month with the other important numbers. Think of it as, what are the big five numbers in our company? We want turnover or retention, either way, to be one of them. And if it's finance, you report the first four, and HR, you report the fifth. The fifth isn't as important as the first four. So we want finance to measure it. We want finance to report it. And, of course, we want to move the thinking from turnover is a percent to turnover is a cost or a win, because when you combine goals with costs, then finance can say, this is November of 2009, and this month our retention goal was to have this amount of turnover versus where it has been in the past. We achieved our goal, and here's how many dollars we saved. Or we missed our goal, and here's how many dollars we lost. So we must convert the talk of turnover from percents to dollars, or we'll never be taken seriously, and this will never be viewed as a business issue.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the critical way to get the C-suite's attention. I couldn't agree more. Dick, what's the right consequence for supervisors who miss their retention goals?
Well, let's think of it as supervisors who miss their sales goals. And I think what you'll find in organizations is that if a supervisor misses a sales goal once or maybe even twice, they are coached to improve. But at some point, if there's a pattern, Kevin, that they can't make this goal, then we realize they are somebody who in their management style is just unable to fulfill their responsibilities because their retention goal is a responsibility. So for those who repeatedly can't make this goal, they need to be moved out of supervisory jobs, especially if they are managing a group of people who do the same work as other groups and who are getting paid the same and who have the same obstacles as others. So when compared to peer supervisors, other peers are making their retention goal, but this one supervisor is not. So if over time they can't make the goal, they're not qualified for the job and they need to be moved to another job or to be moved out. And I would add, Kevin, that when you take this whole group of ideas and you say we're going to have accountability, we're going to manage supervisors to goals, and we're going to have a cost on turnover. Once you have that cost on turnover, and the chief financial officer is talking about it, the CEO is talking about it, then it's not so hard now, if you're in HR, to say, I have a new idea that I think will help, or a new benefit, or a new certification program, as we'll talk about for retention, to get funding for it, because now you're talking dollars instead of percents, and it changes everything.
That's fantastic, Vic. Thank you so much again for joining me today, and thanks everybody for listening. Don't forget to check out the Retention Institute at www.retentioninstitute.com, and there's lots of great resources and tools that revolve around this topic and more. You can also sign up for the upcoming webinar on November 19th from the site as well. Vic, thank you again.
You're welcome, Kevin. Take care.